Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For our short devotional today, I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 9, a wonderful little thought I like to title, None Like It. You'll see what I mean. I'll read to you, 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 9. So the priest said, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is no other except that one here." And David said, "There is none like it. Give it to me." David killed the Philistine giant Goliath and became a hero in Israel. He also became an enemy of King Saul, not because David did anything wrong, but because of Saul's insane jealousy towards David and rebellion against God. Saul was so set against David that he repeatedly tried to kill him. David had to live as a fugitive, on the run from the king with murder on his mind. And as David escaped, he came to the tabernacle of the Lord and the high priest of Israel. Now, David didn't tell the high priest the truth about his life and circumstances. Using half-truths, David made up some stories and received some bread and asked for a weapon. The priest told him that the only weapon on hand was the sword of Goliath. So, the priest offered David the sword of Goliath, and David was happy to have a good weapon. David said of that sword, "There is none like it." Again, 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 9. As David held that sword, he should have remembered how he came to win it. He didn't do it with lies. He didn't do it with half-truths. He did it with a bold trust in God. A trust that believed God and trusted him to sort out the consequences. David held the sword of Goliath in his hand, but he would have been even better equipped if he had the faith that killed Goliath. Did David now trust in Philistine swords more than in his shepherd's tools? Now, there was nothing wrong with Goliath's sword. The Lord actually used it before to chop off the head of Goliath, but only in the context of radical faith, true trusting of God. Still, what David said about the sword of Goliath was true. There is none like it. Give it to me. Now, knowing that something is precious and wonderful makes us want it. And being in a time of trial or stress makes us want the wonderful thing all the more. That's why David wanted Goliath's sword when he heard that it was on hand. Now, if this was true of Goliath's sword, it's even more true of the sword of the Spirit, God's word. We should always say of God's word, "Give it to me." Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher of Victorian England, thought the words of David were perfect, and he applied them to the words of God. This is what he said. "There are some who are bent on taking away the word of God. Well, if they discard it, give it to me. There are some who want to put it on the shelf as a thing that has seen its best days. They suppose the old sword is rusty and worn out. But we can say, there is none like that. Give it to me." Indeed, that should be our attitude towards the Word of God and towards the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is revealed to us most perfectly by God's Word. There is none like them. I want God's word. I want the Jesus that is revealed to me in his word.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.